Good afternoon. If you have your Bibles, open to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, we're reading through the book of Romans this month as a church. No set plan or speed. But if you have a chance to do that, I would encourage you. Our devotions will be coming from here, our confessional times and prayer times. Romans chapter 6, I'm going to read verses 1 through 14. Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Not under law, but under grace. We are looking at Romans 6 here, and there's a concept that we've talked about before. I think we've talked about it in Sunday school, and it's going to come up again as we're going through systematic theology, is the concept of union with Christ. And what that means is basically when a person believes in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they exercise faith. The Spirit of God takes us and unites us vitally in a spiritual, real sense to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so real is that union that we get the benefits of who he is and what he has done because we're connected to him. And there's three kind of, I don't want to say the only ones, but three really big areas of emphasis when it comes to union with Christ. And we see this emphasized here in chapter 6, and it's going to impact where I go with in terms of how we want to pray in light of this. Think first of our union with Christ in terms of his perfect life of obedience before the Father. You know, we talk about the doctrine of justification by faith alone. Justification by faith alone in Christ alone. How does that happen? How do we receive that right standing with God? We receive it when through faith we trust Jesus. And even though we weren't the ones who obeyed, when we trust in him, we are united to him in his obedience. If you're following, that means his obedience is then credited to us because we're connected to him. Think of his death on the cross. He died to sin, as Paul says, once for all. We weren't physically there on the cross with him, but when we trust in him, we are united to him in his death so that his death is credited to us. He died to sin, we die to sin. And then think of his resurrection from the dead. We weren't physically resurrected with him, but through faith we're connected to him so that as he is risen, we are now risen with him. And that's why I say we benefit from who he is and what he's done when we are united to him by faith. And it's absolutely essential doctrine for us as Christians to lay hold of is the doctrine of union with Christ. And it helps us make sense of what Paul is saying here. Again, look at the language, verse 5. we have been, if we've been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Again, using the language of united with him. Verse 6, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Again, we weren't there on the cross with him, but so strong is that union, that connection that is brought through faith, that it's as if we were there. So that what happened to him is what is credited to us. And verse 7, one who has died has been set free from sin. Again, you didn't physically die, but because you're united to the Jesus who did die, you've been set free from sin. And so it comes down to verse 11. It says, you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So we died with Christ, we've been raised with Christ. And this is not a one-time thing that we do. One of the greatest harms to the Christian church is the idea that you're getting close to God, you're becoming like Christ, is something you do in a one-time, forever moment, and you never have to worry about it again. No, becoming like Christ is an everyday activity. So this verse 11 here, consider yourselves dead to sin, alive to God, this is something we have to do every day. Something we have to pursue sometimes multiple times a day, is considering, reckoning, counting ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ. It's good to memorize. It's a very easy verse to remember. You can quote it to yourself multiple times throughout the day. And there one, two lines of evidence, and then I'll talk about how we need to, how this can affect our prayer. Two lines of evidence why I say this is an everyday thing. Look at verse 12. Again, he says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. So sin is an active presence in our lives every day, seeking to gain mastery over us, wanting to dominate us, wanting to rule us. And every day we must hear Paul's words saying, don't let it be your master. Don't let it be your king. Don't let it be your ruler. And the way we go about that is by not presenting our members to sin as instruments, even better, weapons for unrighteousness. Don't present your members as weapons for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God daily as those who have been brought from death to life. Your members to God as instruments or weapons for righteousness. I had a piece of paper here, and I do have it marked. Luke chapter 9. Now, we're very familiar when Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. Usually, I go to Matthew. But I was looking at this a few years ago, and something struck me. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus says this. You don't have to turn there unless you are very quick right now. It says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Daily. Luke includes the daily there. And follow me. So Paul's not inventing something new. He's simply taking what Jesus said and he's applying it in the life of the church. And so if there's an exhortation in terms of confessing sin, in terms of how we can pray, kind of an approach to life, it's simply this. As we go to prayer here in just a minute, spend your time evaluating your own heart, your own mind, in terms of, are you thinking every day that you have to reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God? And so spend some time evaluating yourself in light of that and then asking God to help you do that every day, that it would be at the forefront of your mind, that you would say when you get up, I am dead to sin. If you're a believer, I am dead to sin. I'm alive to God in Christ. And doing that puts it at the forefront of our minds and it tends to affect our whole outlook on life for the day. So spend a few moments praying in light of that, and then I'll close us. Our great God, by your grace, all here who have believed on the Lord Jesus, We are united to him right now in his perfect life of obedience and righteousness, in his death for sin, in his resurrection from the dead. And God, that is the basis upon which we can say every day that we are dead to sin, but alive to you in Christ. Lord, give us the strength, give us the remembrance, Lord, to keep that reality at the forefront. Lord, I know how much I need to do that, and I know that the days that I do, how much that affects my ability to live for you and to think about you and to be more conscious of the fact that you are who you say you are, and that Christ is who the Bible says he is, and that my life truly is different because of him. Lord, be with our minds and strengthen them to remember that in Christ we have new life and that we can live it out every day. So Lord, fuel us, strengthen us according to your word, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.